Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode on the Stretch Street Podcast. This is the Energetic EJ. How are you today? I hope you've had a great week. How did your week go? Did it go good? Or it was like, or was it bad? Like, just be honest with yourself. Whichever one it is, I hope that, the fact that you're watching this right now means that you made it through, right? And so you have another opportunity to go through the next week with a refreshed, you know, mindset, with a new mindset to say, you know what? Last week wasn't that great, but this week, I'm gonna crush it, all right? I hope that's your story. But if not, hey, I'm sending you a big warm hug and cheering you on that you got this, okay? The fact that you're still breathing means that there is something out there for you. So all you need to do is get up and go get it. So welcome, welcome, welcome. You know how we do it here already on the Stretch Street Podcast. We share stretch stories to decipher or to distill the life lessons with the experiences that came with this stretching periods. And today on the show, I have somebody all the way from the US. Yes, yes, yes. This person is a father. He is a husband. He is a mentor. He's a coach, and he helps experts turn their experiences into cash flow. So, if you've had experiences, you know those ones that almost crushed you but didn't? Do you know that you can turn that into cash flow? No? Okay. Then this episode is exactly for you. Not like we're going to talk about turning it into cash flow in this particular episode, but you get to meet my guest today and you get to follow him and you get to go ask him how he did it so that he can show you how to do it, because this is what he does for a living. He helps people turn their experiences into cash flow. So sit back, relax, grab your cup of tea, your cup of coffee, your bottle of water, if that is what works for you. And let's dive into the story of my guest today, Jermaine Terby, okay? Jermaine Terby, all the way from the US. And he is going to be telling us, you know, some of his story today, all right? If this is your first time on this YouTube channel, welcome. Where have you been? Well, welcome to my YouTube channel. Welcome to the Stretch Street Podcast. And please remember to click the subscribe button, subscribe, turn on notification so that you are always alerted when I have new episode out. And my episode comes out every Friday. And if you're listening to me right now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts on, thank you for listening. If you check around that platform, there is a way you can rate this podcast, or you can, you know, give us a thumbs up or a rating or share. Please, 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 every of your support counts. And if you're watching this or listening to this and this is adding value to you, then please share to somebody who you know will find the information in this particular episode useful for them. All right, without further ado, I am happy, more than happy, to introduce you to my guest today. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with my guest. Hi, Coach Terby. How are you today?
I'm doing amazing, phenomenal, and way better now that I'm talking to you. How are you doing, EJ?
I am awesome. Thank you so much for taking our time out of your busy schedule to be with me on the podcast today. And thank you for all the value sharing you've been doing on X. Okay, guys, a little backstory. I met Coach Terby on X. They're like, wait, what is X? You don't know? If you don't know X, where are you? Are you like still on planet Earth? Okay, so X is formerly known as Twitter. And that is where I met Coach Terby. And it's been a beautiful journey connecting with him, sharing spaces with him, hearing him share his experiences, his expertise, and his knowledge. And I thought, you know what? We need to spread this word. More people need to hear what you have to say. We know you've been through a lot and you've come out from a lot, And sometimes you're still going to go back into a lot. So there is a lot to unpack in lessons, in life lessons. And you know already, this is why we exist as an outfit. So today, we're going to be diving into the story of Coach Turby. Now, I have a little, you know, way of introducing my guests. I have like kind of trivia question I ask them, and then to get to know you, to get to introduce you to my guests. So, but I'm going to have a twist on it today, right? There is, when I checked you out, ISA Turbo Turby Academy, right? Turbo Turby Academy. And it reminds me of, I think there's a cartoon that has something about Turbo, I don't know. Right? So what, tell us the story behind that name. Why Turbo? Why Turbo Turby? Yeah.
So that's a really good question. I love that question. And nobody's ever asked me that yet. So funny thing, the name came from my sister. And she created like a social media account and she used that name. But when I started coaching, I was like trying to come up with a name. And I'm like, you know, what should I name my company? You know, what should I name my program? Like, what should I name it? And I was like having trouble. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? Like, I help people, you know, make transformations in their life that they desire. Okay, what's the purpose of this? It's so that they can get to their dreams faster, right? Because all of us want to experience a life of fulfillment and happiness. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that stop us from getting there. And the biggest thing that stops us from getting there is ourselves, right? So what I do is just help people get there faster. So I said, okay, you know, it's about speed and getting to where you want faster. Because I mean, I believe everyone has the ability to achieve all of their dreams. But if we get there faster, then we can enjoy that time for a longer period of time, and we can share it with our loved ones, and we can create more experiences with our loved ones. So the idea of Turbo was like natural. I was like, okay, well, there you go. Turbo. And originally it was like Turbo Turby Transformations, like Triple T. And then for some reason, Academy just sounded better to me at the time. So that's how.
Settled for that. I love it. I love it. You know, I mean, I kind of had a feeling like, okay, yeah, Turbo Bar. I was like, what's the connection here? And that is so fantastic to know. Thank you for sharing that story. And thanks to your sister. Did you pay her for the name?
Not in money, in love.
No, justice for your sister. Justice for your sister.
I'm gonna have to send her a check once she listens to this episode.
Awesome. Okay. So I know that you are on a mission to help 10,000 parents start making money from home. What is the inspiration behind this?
Yes. So, in 2021, I lost my father, and we were talking about this briefly before the episode started. And it was really difficult for me because I thought I had made it. Like, I come from the Dominican Republic, which is a very poor country. And my parents were hard workers, and we came here as immigrants to the US, and we ended up in New York City. And all my life, they were working so hard to give us, me and my sister, a better life. And in terms of like wealth creation, that didn't really happen for my parents. And when I came down to Texas a few years ago, I had to start over. And I feel like I was doing very well. I had this good job. have a house with the yard and the pool and a trampoline for the kids and, you know, this life for them that was the vision of success that I had in my mind. And so living that, I thought, you know, everything is fine. And when my father passed, I realized how much of my finances depended on my one job. Like, if I didn't work for 2 weeks, then we were in trouble financially, right? So we had to take an emergency trip up to New York. My father, his life insurance policy had lapsed during COVID because he lost his job and income was difficult at the time. So our family had to come up with the money to, you know, for the funeral, for this cremation, and, you know, there were bills to be paid, right? And that almost broke me. I was really, really mentally challenged and financially challenged, and I had to dip into it, max out all my credit cards, and it was like a real financial stress. And I realized, like, I have no freedom. You know, I don't have the life that I thought I did. It was just a facade, right? It was a picture that really wasn't real. And so when he passed, so many strangers showed up to his funeral to honor him, to honor the way that he taught. And he was a mentor to so many people that I had never met before. Like, hundreds of people showed up to his funeral and that I'd never even seen before. I was honored. And I was like, man, like, how does this person, you know, pass and leaving this so much value behind, and he wasn't able to monetize it? So I had already purchased a course from Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi about a year prior to that, which they teach people how to take their expertise and turn it into a coaching program, right? And turn it into something that people can learn from. And so I said, wow, you know, what if I tried that? And previously in 2016, I went through a time where I went, like, I was wrongly jailed for a crime that I didn't commit. And then I spent almost a year in immigration fighting that, fighting deportation. And I was away from my family. My fiance was pregnant. Well, she's my wife now. But she was pregnant at the time, and it destroyed me and everything I had. I lost everything. And from that moment, or during that year, I developed these habits of reading, working out, and meditating, and praying, and reading the Bible, and like all these things that dramatically changed my life. And I feel like those habits got me to where I was, right? They helped me become a better father. They helped me become a better husband. They helped me become a mentor. And I was already mentoring people, and I was already coaching people. I had, there was a small community of entrepreneurs that I was a part of, and we were like 400 or so. And I had started a book club with one of my friends prior to my father passing. And when he passed, like, I was still running the book club. And it was during that time where people started calling me coach, and we were like, oh, you know, they were like, oh, you're coaching us and giving us so much value. And so when my father passed, I said, well, I have to figure this out, right? Like, I have to figure out how to monetize this value that I'm providing for people. And so I created a coaching program based off of everything that I knew. And I created this offer, and I made the offer to the group of 400 people. and I think like 40 people responded, and I booked 26 calls, and the number keeps going less and less and less, right?
Absolutely. So that's a funnel.
that's how it works. And so from the 40 calls, then it was like 26, and then I coached 17 people that first month for free.
Wow.
Weekly group calls, private one-on-one calls. I mean, it was a lot of work. And from that, four people stayed on, and I made my first $1,000 that first month. And I was mind blown. I was like, wow, that was a lot of work, but it was so fulfilling. And it was so much easier than all the other jobs that I had done previously in the past. And so I said, wow, this is it right here. This is where I need to focus my energy on. And I started doing that, and my business started growing, and my impact started growing, and I started helping people. And that for me was the most transformative part. It's like, I can take my experience, what I've learned, and package that in a way where I can provide that transformation for someone else, and they'll be more than willing to spend the money.
Pay for it. So why the number 10,000? Why couldn't have been 1,500? Why 10?
Because this is not a one-year goal or a five-year goal for me. Like, this is long-term. And I understand that to get to 10,000, I'm not going to be able to do it in a year. And if I am, then I might leave things on the table. Like, I might leave part of their transformation, and I don't want to do that. So the number 10,000 for me just represents my long-term commitment to this cause, to helping people.
That is so beautiful. That is so, so, so lovely. I love it. I love it.
Stretch Street Podcast.
That is such a fantastic goal. And I think that makes a lot of sense to, like, it's a good practice to kind of throw the goal and the vision, like, long term, put that number. You know, I used to wonder, I've seen people say, you know, these 1,000 numbers, 5 million, 1 million people. And I'm like, okay. With your 10,000 though, how many, what number are you at, if you count?
So right now, that is a really good question, because I have not been counting. I made the number just to tell me, like, hey, this is a long-term thing. But I'd say we've helped over 27 people over the past, well, since May. So the
May of this year?
Of last year.
Okay. That's still a lot in about a year plus. Yeah, okay, good. Well, we're on track for the long term. All right, so I'm gonna read something now, and then I'll ask you the next question. Sure. This is gonna sound very familiar. 2009, started selling dollars full-time. 2010, started college. 2011, started cutting hair. 2012, started managing barbershop. 2013, started my car service business. 2014, started taking business serious and working 16 hours a day. 2015, started making six figures. 2016, lost everything, but I started reading the Bible every day and working out every day and meditating and visualizing and journaling daily. Although I spent a year in jail for a crime I didn't commit, I developed habits that will benefit me for the rest of my life. 2017, started over, had two jobs, and my wife had to work a shift at the clothing store just for us to afford an apartment in New York City. 2018, started to lose faith, ended up homeless, bouncing around from family to family's house with my wife and kids. 2019, started working for the construction company I now manage. 2020, started to build my confidence and started my system for working less hours and getting more done. 2021, started posting online about mindset, health, positivity. 2022, started my coaching business and made $1,000 my second month. 2023, started posting heavily on X, all right? Moral of the story, as humans, we are always starting new things. We must embrace this, embrace learning, or we will be stuck living the same year over and over again. I've been through some hard times, but every single experience is only building me up to become better and better. My message to you, start living life. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to be judged. Don't fall into your doubt. Start living. And I love it. This is your pinned tweet on X. My question to you then, tying it down to what we do here on Stretch Street, is how have you kept going? What is that thing that kept you going? And what life lessons did you learn through this history? And I love how you just took us through that journey from how you started to where you are today. What are some of, like, what kept you going through all of these challenges that you highlighted? And what are some life lessons that you learned on your journey to being here today?
That's a really good question. So there's so many life lessons. And I would say, you asked me what kept me going. My vision of who I wanted to be. Because who I wanted to be was a good father and a good husband who provided value to his family and the world in some way. I can honestly tell you, I did not know what that looked like for me. I did not expect to be a coach. I did not expect to be putting myself out there. Like, I'm an introvert. I like being home with my kids and chilling, right? Like, I don't really like putting myself out there. But I understand that that is required of me now in this stage of my life. And so for me, like, what kept me going forward is the vision of who I wanted to become. Like, and that always changed for me, because when I started out, I guess, and I was a barber, I really just wanted to be rich. Like, I didn't have family in mind. And then I went to school and I started my business. And then when I hit my first six-figure year, it was like, cool, money is okay, but this is hard. And all this work is not worth, like, not being able to enjoy them, right? So, and then I met my wife and I lost it all. And then I found so much happiness with her. And we created a family. We started a family, and then that was my focus, right? So then now my vision changed from just being this successful entrepreneur to now I don't really care about that. I just want to be a good family man. And for me, I had to start from zero, because as a teenager, I thought being a womanizer was a good thing. And it was not a good thing, obviously. So I had to unlearn all of that to become a good partner for my wife. And then now I'm a father. Oh, snap. Now I'm responsible for
for other souls.
Right? For everything. Feeding someone, clothing someone, housing someone else. Like, all these responsibilities, I'm like, okay, I have to figure this out. And so what keeps and still keeps me going is that future vision. And it's always changing. It's like who I want to be, that person pulls me. That desire to be that pulls me. And now in this era, in this stage of life, I believe that this is what God created me for, was to become a great father and become a great husband and to show the world that you can create value within your creativity, within your means, within your expertise, right? It doesn't have to be like this outside thing that I have to go learn just to make money. People value being a good father. And if I can teach someone else how to be a good father, that's value to them, right? If I can teach someone how to be a faithful partner, that's value to them. If I can teach someone how to be disciplined, that's value to them. And so learning that, I understood like, okay, value comes from within. It comes from what I create and what I can create for you. And if you value something that I can, you know, help you with, then we can exchange value, right? It may be money. You may be a mentor in a different area, and I may be a mentor in discipline, and we can exchange value that way. We can exchange mentorships, which I have done. I remember I was coaching this man in India, and he was a funnel builder, right? Like he did designs and stuff and email campaigns and all of that. And I was like, cool, teach me some more of that. And I'll teach you discipline, because he wanted to gain discipline and to be more productive. And so we exchanged that value, and it was perfect for the both, right? So for me, like, God brought me here to share whatever it is that I have now in this moment. So if it's parenting, if it's discipline, if it's mindset, if I can help, I'm here to help. And so I feel like that's what I've been called to do. And that future vision of me doing that is what pulls me.
I love it. I love the concept of your vision pulling you. And it's just so beautiful. And, you know, when you talked about the exchange of value, I love it. I love it that, you know, we need to start to open our eyes, open our minds to see that money is not the only measure of value. And we can all, you know, we can get so much more out of life if we, you know, expand our focus away from just money and the material things, and to really look at the intrinsic value that we bring to the table and that we can exchange with others to make the world a better place. And that is just so, so, so powerful and beautiful at the same time. Now, can you unpack some of the life lessons that you've learned? Because I believe that, you know, challenges are not exclusive to any of us, but what we learn from the challenges that we go through is what separates us. It's what distinguishes us. It's what enriches the value that we are and that we bring to the table. So can you unpack some of the life lessons that you've learned on your journey to being who you are today?
The most important principle that I've learned is be, do, have. And I aim to teach this to my students as much as possible, because it's really how we acquire all the things that we want to have, right? So and when I learned this, it changed everything, because it changed my focus, right? So as I mentioned earlier, the person who I wish to become is what pulls me. Before I learned this concept, I just wanted the stuff, right? I wanted a house, I wanted the money. I wanted the cars. I wanted the good relationships, right? I wanted the possessions. And chasing possessions is the wrong focus. Because possessions is an outcome, right? And so if that's a result, then there's something that needs to be before the result, right? So what's before the result is an action, okay? So what is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to do to have all these possessions, right? What is the action required of me? And then my mentor, shout out to Myron Golden, he teaches business principles from the Bible.
Nice. Love and, it.
And so transformational. And so this concept of like, be, do, have is in the Bible. And so when we think about, okay, what is required for a possession? It's an activity, right? And so that activity is also a result. And so, okay, an activity is the result of what? The activity is the result of who the person is, right? So if you are an author, what do authors do?
The author works. Right? I love it.
So because the author writes, they have books, they have sources of income that come from the books, right? They have these possessions that are attached to the activity of writing and creating content and value for other people in the form of writing. And so if I focus on becoming an author, then all of the things that an author needs to do will be natural for me. So I no longer need to struggle with like, oh, I gotta write today, or I have to, you know, edit, or I have to do this in terms of writing a book, right? I don't have to stress about it, because if I am an author, then that's natural to me. That's what I'm supposed to do, right? So I was like, wow, does this work everywhere else, right? So I thought about, okay, if I wanna have a great relationship with my wife, what does that require? It requires me to date her, to listen to her. It requires me, you know, to show my love and to tell her that I love her. And when I started thinking about all these actions, I'm like, that sounds like a great husband, right? So if I focus on becoming a great husband, then what do great husbands do? Well, they love their wife. They tell their wife that they love them. They show that they love their wife, right? They date their wife. There's actions that great husbands take. And so the result of those actions are this amazing bond and partnership with this other human being. That's what I want. What's required of that is the activity. What's required of the activity is for me to become the person, right? Same thing with being a father, mentor, whatever you can think of, becoming the person that does the activity will automatically get you those possessions. So I think that was one of the biggest life lessons that I've learned throughout the process.
And that is priceless. That is priceless. I think the first time I heard the concept of the be, do, have was with T. Hav Eker, or either T. Hav or his son. I've forgotten his name now. Yeah. Either T. Hav or his son Eker, like, yeah, be, do, have. And, you know, you just kind of broke it down to a very simpler and very consumable, you know, bits for anyone listening or watching this to be able to say, huh, okay, that sounds, actually, if I focus on that, then yeah. And if everyone can just, you know, like you said initially, like, does this really work? And does it work everywhere? And then you started to explore in every area of your life. And I mean, I am super sure that at this point, regardless of any challenges that you might be currently having, you can say fully that you have a great life. And, you know, it is one that you are very, very satisfied with, and one that you're very happy about. So thankful. Thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for, you know, taking us through that journey and, you know, helping us see the light from your perspective. And it's just beautiful. And I believe and I hope, you know, if you're watching this or you're listening to this, I hope that you caught something. And if you don't remember anything at all, remember that whatever it is you want, whatever it is you desire as an outcome, as a possession, is the result, right? And there is something that leads to the results. And what leads to the result is what you do. What you do leads to that result. And what you do is as a result of who you are. So good. So good. So just be who gets that kind of results and do what the person who gets that kind of result does, and the results will be yours, right?
Yes.
And just lovely.
And if I may, I'd like to add to that, right? So how do we, you know, like, so one thing that my students always ask me, and I'll share this, is like, okay, I understand that concept. How do I do that, right? Like, how do I actually, like, materialize that, right? And so I learned this during that year in immigration jail, and it's the power of visualization, right? So when you visualize your future and all of the details of it, and you write them down, and you practice this every day. You don't have to write it down every day, but I would say spend 3 to 5 minutes visualizing this every single day, that vision of who you want to become. That has so much power, because the way that our brain works, everyone has in their brain something called a reticular activating system, right? The RAS. And the RAS, the way it works, it's like a filter, right? And the RAS tells your conscious brain what is important, because if we were to analyze all the information that our brain was taking in, we'd go crazy. Like all the things that you see right now that are in your visual eyesight, plus everything you hear, everything you feel, everything you smell, taste, all of those things are going on at one time. And so if you were to focus on like everything in the background, everything that you hear in the background, and also focus on the current conversation, and focus on looking at the person and thinking about, you know, what you smell and what you like, your brain would go, we would go crazy, right?
Right.
So we have this amazing filter that tells us, focus on this right now. You know, everything in the background is not important. And so if you've ever had the experience of like you or your parents getting a new car, right? Or you have this dream car that you're interested in, what happens is you start to see it everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You start noticing it everywhere. And what happens is the world didn't just come up with 1,000 a new supply of that vehicle in every color and in every year and drop them in your neighborhood, right? That's not what happened. What happened is now, because that's important to you, your RAS says, oh, look, there's the car, right? Let me let you know that we saw the car, right? So all we're doing is bringing that awareness to the forefront of our mind. right? So when I have this vision and I visualize it every day, it is on the forefront of my mind, right? So now during the day, I can walk into a Starbucks and I'll overhear a conversation away across the room if it pertains to my vision. Because now that's on the forefront of my mind. And so now your brain is looking for all those opportunities. So the more information we feed our brain about who we want to become and that vision, the more our brain finds opportunities and finds these little nuggets like, oh, I heard this on a space. I'm gonna act on it. Oh, I saw this on a TV show briefly. I'm gonna act on this. Oh, I overheard this conversation, you know, with these people. Let me go and introduce myself, right? Let me go and talk to this person. Let me go and reach out to this person. And we're literally creating that vision now on a daily basis. Now we have it on the forefront of our mind, and our brain is showing us like, hey, it's all these opportunities are here now. You know, it's not all the way out there. They're here. So now you can take action on them. And so it's really important, because you're only one connection away. You're one conversation away. You're one resource away. And if you bring that vision to the forefront of your mind, your brain will find it. You know, it's like you'll have that eureka moment, like, oh my God, I can't believe I never thought about that. Because now your brain is like, hey, this is really important, right? Let's focus on this. Let's focus on this opportunity, because every single day you're visualizing this thing, it has to be important, right? So let's bring that into actualization. And so that is how we materialize whatever we have in our mind. That's how we bring that vision into actualization. And it's powerful, because we can all do it.
Yes. Yes. That is so good. That is so, so, so good. Oh my goodness. You know, I was in a call today with a teenager, and this is exactly what I shared with her, you know, and yeah, this is powerful. So I guess it's coming to my own consciousness as well. Like, EJ, go back to visualization consistently, consistent. I remember in 2021, the first quarter of 2021, I was consistently visualizing a particular result every single morning. Every single morning, I lie down there, I visualize it, I feel the emotion of it.
Yes.
And the reality came in the third quarter of the year. So, yes. I mean, I know this thing works. It's just, girl, stick with it. Stick with what works.
Yes. Yeah. I learned it the hard way. You know, during that year that I spent in immigration, I had the same vision, which was rubbing my wife's pregnant belly. And what's crazy is, while I was still locked up, she gave birth to our oldest son. And so that week was so hard for me, because I developed the habit of like, you know, I'm going to visualize this. I'm going to come home to this moment. Right. So for me, it was like heartbreaking to think that, like, man, I visualized this, and then here's the opportunity, and it went. But for some reason, you know, God told me, don't give up on your vision. And I continue to visualize it, even though my son was born. And lo and behold, I was released back into the US. And a few months later, she was pregnant again with another boy. So we have two daughters and two sons. And I got to live that vision and experience that exact moment. And it wasn't how I thought it was going to be, because I thought it was my first son, and it wasn't, you know? So that
was so emotional for me because I thought I failed, right? Like I thought like I'm doing this visualization. Yeah. It's not working. You know, it already happened. My chance is up. But no, I stuck to it. Even though everything on the outside, like literally
look like it,
everything on the outside, think about it. I'm locked up. I'm labeled a criminal for a crime I didn't commit. I'm getting deported. I'm fighting deportation. And my vision is to be here in the US with my pregnant wife. And then she gives birth already. So now she's not even pregnant anymore. How am I going to rub a pregnant belly if she's not pregnant anymore? You know? So I was like, no, this is going to happen. And I stuck to it. And by the grace of God, I lived that vision. So I've experienced the power of visualization, and it has come close to none, right? That power is just so pure and so available to all of us. To all of us.
Wow. So good. So good. Honestly, this has been fantastic. I don't know about you. I don't know, but you know what? You know, I always love my conversations, and I hope you love this one too. And I hope you've learned a thing. Like if you learned nothing from this conversation, remember visualization is power. And also remember be, do, to have, okay? Be the person that does the thing so that you can have what you desire, okay? Thank you so much, Coach Therapy. It's been a pleasure, you know, speaking with you, having you share this depth of, you know, lessons that you've learned from your journey, and your journey is very peculiar as well. We bless God for your life, for the journey that he took you through so that you can be this value-packed human that you are today. Thank you so much. God bless you. All right, guys, till I come your way again next week with yet another story. Remember, challenges are not exclusive to any of us. We all go through them. But the important thing is when you go through those challenges, ask yourself, what is this challenge here to teach me? Because when you assume that posture of learning, then you have the strength and the tenacity to go through that challenge, to learn the life lesson, and it makes your life richer. So as I leave you this week, remember, keep stretching, don't snap. And even if you do, hold on, knowing that you're not alone. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.